Kelly spilled tea on a secret wedding and possible baby on the way with Megan Fox.
Ooh. And the City Girls, honey, had some interesting fashion choices at the 2022 Billboard Music Awards.
22.
And you might be able to smell James Corden before you see him. We'll explain.
Oh, wow. Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey!
Hey, joining us today, we have actress, singer, and Real Housewife of Atlanta, my girl, Drew Sidoro.
Happy to be with y'all. But what's up first, my girl Sheree?
Oh, well, after a practice wedding in Las Vegas last month, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker finally said, I do, yesterday. I was married. Oh, my gosh.
So happy.
So, reportedly, the lovebirds tied the knot in Santa Barbara with a few close friends and family members in attendance.
Okay.
So, what was the wedding they had with the roses? Okay, Travis wore all black while his bride wore a white mini dress, and they drove off in a black Cadillac DeVille with the Just Married sign on the back. So congrats.
Well, y'all, a source claims that they had to legally get married first ahead of their big Italian wedding, which is happening very soon.
And this is legit, like, Courtney's first marriage ever, right? Because, like, Scott was just the baby daddy.
Yeah, she never married Scott. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can we just say they look very, very happy and they're
love
a cute couple.
Together.
I'm very happy for Kourtney because, like you said, this is her first marriage. Mm-hmm. Scott never put a ring on it despite three children. And, you know, you got Travis really loving her. I think she's going to get pregnant again.
Wow. Yes.
You know, because this is a love thing. So, not that it wasn't a love thing before, but I think, you know, they're really in love. So I'm happy for Kourtney.
Who do you think is going to get pregnant first, Kourtney or Kim?
Oh, damn.
Kourtney.
Kim.
Kourtney.
Yeah, Kourtney.
You think Kourtney? I think Kim
is. Kourtney.
Kourtney going to get a drummer song.
What do y'all think Scott is doing, though, at this moment? What do you think Scott is doing?
He's doing
hanging outside of a high school looking for a new chick to pick up.
Make sure Scott go to therapy because, you know, Scott is not feeling this, I'm sure.
You think he texted all of the other ex-boyfriends going, what is this Come on now.
Oh, somebody need to check on Scott, okay?
Well, it looks like Travis and Kourtney's friends, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, is right behind them on the love train. Because during the Billboard Music Awards last night, MGK performed his hit song, Twin Flame. And at the start of it, he said, I wrote this song for my wife.
Yes.
Referring to Megan Fox, of course. And then halfway through the performance, he followed up with, this is for our unborn child.
Ooh.
So we definitely raised some eyebrows and had the streets talking with this one. Now, Drew, you think he's out here trolling or you think there really is a baby on the way and they are secretly married?
It was giving cryptid, but not cryptid, you know, or he's manifesting one of the two. But we're going to see 9 months from now. We're going to talk about it. We're going
to
see.
It seems to, because if he said wifey, you know, which we do in the urban community all the time, we don't be married at all. Yeah, that's my wifey right there.
Yeah, they seem very much in love, too, though. Like, they're another couple. It's like, they're inseparable.
Yeah, and we get the smoothies out of each other's blood.
Yeah, they're
in blood ceremonies. They definitely love each other.
You know, it's so funny, because Drew, dropping tea in the songs, it seems to be the thing right now. Mm-hmm. Have you ever given away some personal tea in your music?
Mm. Okay, I'm about to give some tea. I did do a diss record about an ex of mine.
You did?
It was long time ago. But yes, I did a
but
whole...
But I bet you remember the lyrics.
Go ahead,
sing
YouTube
the lyrics.
It.
Sing the lyrics.
That was in the past. You know, I have a husband now. So let's just talk about that. I got new music on the way, but no, I am in the studio now working on all the things I've been going through, I'm putting it in my music. So definitely,
you gonna
I feel
do a
like
diss record on him on Ralph.
My depending on the day, I got some diss records for Ralph. did y'all not see what he doing to me?
It's about what you go through.
It's about what you go through, and I'm releasing all of it in my music. Right. Yes,
that tea gonna be with honey.
Okay,
but
and a little
right,
lemon,
honey.
All right, honey. Well, moving on, honey. It's time for
What the Fashion.
Well, baby. The 2022 Billboard Music Awards, baby. Seems like the City Girls, honey, just couldn't get their fashion together last night. But look at this. Now, they sashayed, honey, on the red carpet serving us, baby, this mesh purple look.
Okay.
All right, I saw that. I liked it.
Yes,
that was cute.
Jerry.
It was cute, right?
They
Is
looked
it cute?
Like they were going to do the, like, the bachata or, you know, the salsa. They had that kind of vibe.
I love the City Girls.
City Girls can do no wrong to me, but when they hit the stage to present the award for Top R&B Artist, JT's yes. dress, it was a little short short. I was like, yeah,
no,
tutu.
No, that was the perfect length. That was the perfect length. I liked the length of the dress. No. She looked great in it, Sherry style.
You know, I'm all girl power, but I'm not for, you know, because I don't think she knew that her little meow was showing. And I think that probably when she started, as she walked, yeah, and it was meow, meow. I didn't know her little kitty cat was showing until Jeffrey was like, oh my God, that's so sexy. Oh God. And then he went to the bathroom.
Really?
He goes, I'm going to the bathroom, Mom. Like,
oh no.
You
know,
I thought they looked.
I didn't even see him for the rest of the award show.
Do you think the dresses were purposely supposed to be this short or they were riding up as they were walking?
I think sometimes, you'll put something on and it'll start going uptown and you don't even realize it. My kid said, who is that on the TV? I was like, oh, that's Mary Mary, son.
I just
don't need my kids listening to City Girl.
Well, you guys, it looks like James Corden is joining other celebrities with questionable bathing habits.
Damn.
So while discussing residents of Los Angeles being told to cut shower times due to water shortages, James made an interesting confession on The Late Late Show, y'all. Take a look.
What are you doing for 10?
What do you mean? Your 3-minute shower is insane. That means you're not showering.
No, I use soap. I don't wash my hair.
He doesn't wash his hair.
As in, yeah.
I don't wash my hair. I wash it about every 2 months.
Yeah.
That's a true story.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, that's not cool. You guys are dirty.
3-minute showers and washing his hair every 2 months. What do y'all think about this?
There are oils that let's talk about your hair. There's oils that get in people's hair and other persuasions. You know, your hair gets stinky like that. Like if it rained and it be smelling like wet dog, you gotta wash.
Okay, who at the damn shower? We're looking at a watch. Oh, 2 more minutes, 1 minute. You could take a shower in 3 minutes.
No.
But he talks about the amount. Not only does he not take a lot of time to wash himself, he doesn't wash his hair for a significant amount of time. I hardly have hair, and I wash mine every day.
The water run through your hair.
But look, y'all fellas, just the act of you when you wash in your front area, then you got to go around in your booty. That take a minute there.
Yeah.
Getting your booty.
Getting
that booty.
That takes at least 5 minutes because I got a big ass. So, yeah.
It's worth the effort. You never know who you're going to run into later.
You never know who's gonna run into it.
You never know who's gonna be down there. You gotta be ready. All right, we gotta give it up to our man Ludacris. He just received an honorary degree in music management from Georgia State University.
Congratulations.
Luda. And he celebrated by buying himself, get this, y'all, a jet.
Ooh,
the IG pics also included his beloved 1993 Acura Legend. And Luda said, and I quote, "The secret to flying high is to always stay grounded."
Amen.
Hashtag legend. All right, baby.
Yes.
I love that. You think he's the only person on earth who owns a jet and an Acura Legend, y'all?
Yeah. He's so proud of keeping his OG cars. Like, most people throw away their first car and get, a bunch of upgrade stuff. The fact that he still has the car that, he had before he got popping, it keeps you grounded.
I still got my car, but I have yet to get a jet. I still have my 1999 compressor Mercedes with the little mini. Yes, I still have
it.
It's the first thing I ever owned, so I'm not getting rid of it. And then hopefully maybe I'll get a jet
one day. I feel like Brad gonna get a jet.
I hope
you pull up in a jet real soon.
Ocean Air.
I like big planes.
$6.
No.
I like big planes.
I'm not gonna get a jet. I might get a Jetta. Okay. So I'll pick everybody up in my
Jetta. A jet ski.
That's as close as I'm getting.
Well, everybody, switching gears, our hearts go out to the people of Buffalo, New York. The worst mass shooting in the city's history took the lives of 10 people on Saturday. Now, we send our love and prayers to the families and friends of the victims. You're definitely in our prayers. And there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back, y'all. Okay, congratulations are in order for my homie Mark Anthony, who is 53, and 23-year-old model Nadia Ferreira are engaged, y'all. This is Mark's fourth engagement.
Get
this, so when he was 30 years old, she wasn't even born yet. And Nadia, who represented Paraguay in the Miss Universe competition last year, dropped a pic of the ring in her Insta story saying, "Engagement party!"
Yeah, because that's how 23-year-olds talk.
How they do it. That's how they do it. And she tagged Mark, y'all.
All right. I just have to say, this looks like a prom. Like, her dad is at the prom. You're taking a picture of his daughter. But congratulations. Woo. Okay, so Chewy, fans were quick to notice that her ring, Nadia's ring, is very similar to the engagement ring that Mark gave J-Lo back in 2004.
Whoa.
Okay, and that's not all. Mark's rectangular finger tattoo is covering up the initials JLA, which stood for Jennifer Lopez Anthony.
Ooh.
Now, do you think that, you know, he's a little older, he might have forgotten that he made the same kind of ring for his ex-wife.
Yeah.
You think Nadia cares? Come on, y'all.
I don't know.
I wouldn't care, honey, as long as you give me this nice, $4-5 million diamond ring. When we break up, I can pawn it, honey. I'll switch the diamond.
Hell yeah.
Why y'all like getting with these young girls?
Because
they have
great backs. They don't have any back problems, no knee problems.
But y'all do.
Well, all right, y'all. Now, honey, y'all know what time it is. Honey, is Miss Toni Braxton, baby.
Yeah.
This girl dropped me a casino and simply said, honey, ain't nothing to it.
Huh.
So this is a third trap, honey.
No, it's legendary, honey.
She just looks good.
She's giving you unlimited thigh. That is definitely enough to make it sexy.
Well, up next, y'all, is our girl, Sherry Shepard.
Hey!
I know, Sherry, you were shouting out your niece for doing your makeup, girl, but you're giving us a low cut and you're giving us some shoulder, darling.
What?
Is this a thirst trap, y'all, or what?
Yeah, that's a thirst trap.
You know what she's doing?
She is parched. You is part, Sherry.
This is the picture you need to put in Jeffrey's bathroom. When he's in there too long, it's like, hey, what are you doing in there?
Right.
This is giving me Lady Eloise Marcus vibes. And you better put that in the bathroom. Yeah, Marcus. Marcus, darling.
Marcus. Marcus.
What are you doing in there, Marcus?
What are you doing so long?
Keeping it in the Dish family, next up is our own head crab. And let me tell you something about this puppy right here. He is showing a little more than I did in this gym selfie. And head crab captioned it, the nice guy celebrity boxing. So, is this a thirst trap?
I don't think so.
My man's doing it. My man's doing it. He just big HK in the gym.
I was just trying to show progress.
Oh,
yeah.
You know?
The fantasies are going wild. This is better than the Jesse Williams any day, anytime, because I'm imagining.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm saying. My imagination is going freaking crazy.
Nah, I'm gonna correct that one. Jesse Williams is a little better.
No, hater. Well, Drew, you are not getting off the hook. You are part of the Dish Nation family. You out here trapping two over here on the west side of Bankhead.
Okay.
Now, you dropped this sexy poolside swimsuit and said what?
Okay, yeah, I was trying to get my husband attention, okay? Just a little side boob.
Just a little side boob.
You don't see no
aerial.
You know what I'm saying?
It got the other boy's attention, honey.
So you got side boobage here. Your husband is sitting there going, what else is up under that doggone swimming suit?
I gotta show him I still got it. After three kids, sometimes we gotta
you
do that.
But this is how you end up with baby number four.
We gonna pray against that. No. That wasn't what it was intended for.
Yes, I'll get it up
for Pongo. That is a picture, Drew. That picture looks like you want to get pregnant again.
That's baby number four. Baby number four is
we
coming.
Are rebuking that. Baby number four. Who baby six? Who baby six? Baby number four.
All right, up next, honey, we're getting to know Miss Drew's adorer, honey, a little better. How much tea, honey, will she spill? Find out after the break.
Mm-hmm. Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Woo!
Yes, honey, Miss Drew's adorer, honey. Our next segment, honey, is all about you.
Hey.
Yes, honey. So are you ready to serve the tea?
Let's serve it up hot and piping, baby. Let's go.
Honey, ready? Okay. All right, y'all. Well, speaking, honey, of tea, honey, seems like last night on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, y'all were thrown, honey, was thrown tea on each other, honey. So now, Drew, honey, now you were doing some talking with your hands, honey, when all the girls, honey, tried to talk sideways about your husband.
Mm.
Okay. Now, do you regret, honey, letting these girls get to you, or is there anything, honey, anything? Mm. You would like to clear up.
Ooh. I don't regret nerting. Like you said, that's my husband.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm not gonna do is ever stand for somebody to talk about my husband, okay? Ooh, or my children, or my money. You know, that's what you're not gonna do. And yes, I'm from Chicago, so we talk with our hands. I am expressive.
Right.
But that never gives you a right to disrespect my family, you know? And that's how
and
I feel,
Drew,
so.
Drew, is Sheree the most annoying Atlanta housewife, in your opinion?
I mean, I just feel like Sheree comes and she goes. She need to be worried about if she's coming back next season. That's what she needs to be worried about.
Oh,
so,
all right.
and Peach.
But yeah. She has She by Sheree. She really needs to focus on She by Sheree. Because I haven't seen by Sheree.
She came with a silencer and screwed it on and just started just at the screen.
So everyone knows the Real Housewives of Atlanta is famous for its reads. Who on the show do you think gives the best shade reads?
I would say my girl Candy. Candy gives those reads where you be like, did she just read?
Where you don't know.
She's a beast, right?
Right.
You don't even know that she just read.
But she'll smile with it.
Yeah, she give you a good face with it. You'd be like, what just happened?
Drew, now here's the thing. I love you because you're not just a reality star. Please do not underestimate you. You are a great actress as well. We have seen your work.
Oh,
wow.
Thank you.
You and Brat, yes, you and Brat brought the house down together on tour with the hit stage play, Set It Off. Yes. I was in there. You were amazing. Wow. Was there ever a time that you forgot your lines? Ooh. Or did you have any embarrassing flubs on stage?
I completely dropped all my lines. And it was my good sister. Okay. She know everybody line. That's one thing about Brett. She know everybody line, everybody cue. And she basically became a one-woman show in that moment.
Listen, the show
it was all Cleo, honey.
Still got standing ovations and did a great job.
Drew, you also played T-Boz in the hit movie Crazy, Sexy, Cool.
Yes.
Was it daunting playing a real-life legend like T-Boz? And who else could you see yourself playing in the future?
I would love to play Aaliyah if they did an authorized... Ooh. Right? You see the... Yeah. Come on, inches. Come on, y'all see the inches. Come on.
Yes.
What else can we look forward to seeing Drew Sidora doing?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. I am finally in the studio working on my music. After all of these years, I feel like it's timing. I've been going through so much in my life, and I am just using that as my therapy to get it all out. Yes, you know what I mean? So I'm super excited. Yeah. I just signed with Corey Rooney, the legendary.
Is he Mickey Cousin?
No!
Drew, we are so excited for you and everything in this new season that you're in. It is your time. Aww. We thank you for spilling the tea on yourself and others. And up next, see why Kylie Jenner's driver's license is driving everybody crazy.
Uh-oh.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, if there's one thing Kylie Jenner knows how to do, darling, it's how to set the internet on fire. Well, y'all, Kylie had the world talking about how hot her new driver's license photo is after sharing the almost perfect picture on social media. Now, as you can see, she has on a full face of makeup, darling, fresh new lips on, and her fans were saying this is the most glamorous ID that they've ever seen. What y'all
Nobody ever looks this good on their driver's license picture. What kind of witchcraft is this, y'all?
All the time. It look regular like Kylie to me, too.
My ID don't look like that. That's giving Glam Squad too me.
Yeah, that lightning hitting different.
I have mine and my babies, and actually, they let us, you know, we had a full face of makeup on. They let me keep my bandana on, and I think we were glammed up.
Look at that.
Chewy, you look good on you. You look like a soap star.
Yeah, right?
I got his dreads.
Put it up to your face.
See, I still got dreads on
my license right here. Mm. I look good on my license. I got glammed up, and you know what everybody say when they see my license? This looks really pretty. That's what you're going for.
I'm going to go to California just to get a driver's license in color. Which one of y'all going to let me use your address?
If you come in black sweatpants and that red shirt, you can use mine. Yeah. Oh. You can use mine. Oh.
Husband 3C has just entered the chat.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.